from inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios. I'm Tom, a recent charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Now that Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has deemed to reopen public schools here in New Mexico, when will high school varsity athletics begin? The New Mexico Activities Association will decide that on Monday. Lovington High School Athletic Director Robert Ariola says there will be sports this spring.
That is the plan. You know, a lot of it has to do with these next 2 weeks. Once we go back to school, I'm sure they're going to be keeping a close eye on everything that's taking place. You know, as far as numbers and everything else, everybody does their part. And, you know, social distances, wears their masks, so that we are allowed to play and continue to stay in the hybrid model.
New Mexico State Police are currently investigating an officer-involved shooting in which an Eddy County Sheriff's deputy was involved Wednesday afternoon, that according to State Police. Police report that the deputy sustained non-life-threatening injuries unrelated to gunfire, and a suspect was in custody and uninjured. No other details were provided by State Police, and the investigation is ongoing. 63-year-old Gary L. Marshall of Mulberry, Tennessee, died from injuries sustained in a two-vehicle crash around 5 a.m. Wednesday, that according to State Police. According to State Police, a 2005 Kentworth tractor-trailer was traveling south on State Road 18, slowing to make a left turn, and for unknown reasons, a 2000 Ford SUV driven by Marshall was also traveling south past the Kentworth from behind by driving south in the northbound lanes. The Ford sideswiped the Kentworth and then rolled, ejecting Marshall from his vehicle. Marshall was transported to an area hospital where he died a short time later. Cowboys for Trump leader Corey Griffin is a free man, at least for now. Defense attorneys for the jailed Cowboys for Trump leader urged a federal judge on Wednesday to release the Otero County commissioner as he awaits trial in Washington, D.C. on charges that he knowingly entered the Capitol grounds with the intent to disrupt Capitol business. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Arias.